Hi everybody. So today I'm going to try a questionnaire, I think, because I'm in too much pain to play. But that doesn't mean that things won't be getting steamy or hot or I won't be getting turned on, because let's face it, I'm basically a walking hormone. So let's go ahead and open up this questionnaire. Oh no. Okay, I lost it. Hang tight. I will find it, I promise.
Okay, I found it. You might notice that the acoustics have changed just a little bit, and that is because I decided if I'm bearing it all, truly, I might as well be wet and naked while I do it. So I am in a hot lavender bath with some essential oils and some sea salt, and I'm nice and comfy and I'm ready to bear it all for you. Let's get that questionnaire up. All right, so what is my gender and my sexual orientation? I am a female. And I am pretty straight. I've never dabbled in the vaginal arts, I guess you'd call it. Oh, Jesus, vaginal arts. Oh, okay. This is off to a great start. What gets you turned on? Better question is, what doesn't? I love dirty talk. I love being pulled in for unexpected kisses. I like it. I like somebody to be rough but comforting. Like, don't be a jerk, but manhandle me, you know? Like, be a gentleman in the streets, but, you know, fuck the shit out of me anywhere else. Okay, so, let's see, is there anything else that really gets me hot? I think it's being desired. I think that turns me on. I think that's why I do what I do, because it turns me on to think about men or women. I'm open. I'm open. If you enjoy this, you fucking enjoy it, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise, listener. I think it's hot. I think it's hot hearing that I get people turned on, and someone sent me a video and it was hot. This is not a request for that, but it was kind of, it's hot. Obviously I'm not gonna respond back, but I've watched it a shit ton of times, and that in combination with audio came so fucking hard. Anyways, also I like couples. I like the idea of being watched. Maybe a threesome. I don't know if we're there yet, but I like the kind of taboo nature of it. So, let's see. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I'm gonna say insatiable, maybe, or adventurous and curious. I've always said, you know, with a few hard limits, that there isn't a lot that I wouldn't try. There's a few things that I just, you know, like scat play, knife play, rape stuff in real life, and if you're setting up correct boundaries, it's great. I mean, I'm sure scene play would be fun. I've never tried it, but I just, no blood, urine, feces. That's a hard out for me. I don't really like being slapped around or hurt, unless it's like being smacked on the ass or the tits or making my nipples sore. I really like that. What is your favorite sexual act? Shit. You know, there's something about giving a really good blowjob that is so underestimated. I love the power to make a man fucking squirm. I love the power to shock him, because, you know, when people first start dating me, or when they did before I was married, I'm not the type of girl that you think would be naughty. Not at all. And, you know, when I was in college, I was very much, I want to wait for marriage, but that didn't mean I wasn't kinky in my own ways. So back to that, just shocking the fuck out of a guy by deep throating his cock. I think that's hot as hell. I like to lightly bite and suck and leave marks on thighs and stuff. But my husband always says he hits the lottery because, and fuck porn for them thinking that this is a normal thing. I get so fucking wet when I give a blowjob, when I'm really enjoying it, when I'm really getting into it, when I'm really making a guy squirm. So I guess blowjob maybe. But also I love to have my tits played with. Yeah, I just like being sexual. Let's be real. I like being touched and fondled and surprised. And I just like it all. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I really need someone who can take control. I'm sassy and I make a lot of decisions during the day. And with my anxiety, it's enough. You know, I just want to not think. I just want to fucking feel. I want to feel whatever you can give me, you know? I want you to talk dirty to me. Talking dirty to me, shit, that's the fastest way to get me hot. Especially when it's unexpected or it's accompanied with a little bit of groping or maybe a dirty text in a place I didn't expect it. Or, yeah, I think that's hot. I think a man that's in control and understands his sexuality and wants to pleasure a woman, I think that's hot. Because here's the thing, if I'm with you, it is for a reason. And I love to focus on other people's pleasure. I believe me, your pleasure is at the top, the fucking top of my priorities. So I don't like when men are just in it to get, you know, to get their dick sucked and get off, because let me focus about your dick, you know? Let me focus on you. Let me surprise you. Let me take control of your pleasure. Because believe me, baby, I'll make sure you get what you want. Always. Always. Oh, what you can't see right now is I'm kind of massaging my breasts. It's a little turn-on-y, you know? But basically, don't be a head pusher, you know? Believe me, if you're with the right person, they're going to make sure you have a good fucking time. So I want the person to be open to giving me a good fucking time, you know? And being able to read the mood, you know? I like it a little rough. I like it a little passionate. So, to me, that's hot. Let's see. Let's see what's next. Hopefully you're still with me. I know this isn't as good as me panting and touching myself, but, you know. What's my idea of a good sexual encounter? Honestly, if I can't stand up without my legs collapsing after the fact, that's a good encounter. If I pass out afterwards, that's a good encounter. If I'm too weak to leave the bed, that's a good encounter. And that just, it doesn't mean that you have ginormous penis or anything. That just means you know what to do. Like, you know how to finger, you know how to play with my tits, you know how to get me off, and you're not afraid of toys. I think toys are fun. I love going into a sex shop and trying to find something new, because I think if you're not exploring in life, you're not living, you know? So let's see. Do I have to say more about that? Like, that I want, maybe it's pretending you don't know someone. Oh yeah. One of my biggest fantasies. I don't know if this is on the list. later. Oh, okay, it is. So you're just gonna have to wait. Be patient. Be patient for me. I promise. I promise it'll be good. Let's see. When you want to feel sexy, what's your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? I mean, it depends on the mood. I have a lot of black and tan lingerie. I've got red. I've got yellow. But I think that the sexiest kind of lingerie is that black and flesh tone kind of stuff. Because it's kind of sexy and lacy and hot. But again, it depends on the scenario. I mean, I'm often one to take off my underwear and hand them to my partner, you know, as a trophy or whatever. So if I want to feel sexy, I think if I were to get sexy right fucking now out of this hot bath, I would obviously towel myself off and I would go into my closet and I'd pull out this nice expensive set of lingerie my husband bought me on his, and I shit you not, he bought this while on his bachelor weekend. He bought me the hottest fucking lingerie I've ever seen. So I think I'd slip those fucks on and then I'd put on a very short skirt. I mean, obviously not slut, like more like, not like a cheerleader skirt, but kind of flowy, but tight at the same time, and then maybe a white collar shirt tucked in and some heels, I think, or maybe some boots. Ooh, yeah, I could get down with some boots and a short skirt. That's hot. And then my hair, it would be, right now it's so long it covers my tits. It almost goes to my butt. I need a haircut, but I would put it in sexy waves. And I would do a deep, dark, smoky eye and maybe some nude lipstick. But I've got dark brown eyes, so make my eyes look as sultry as possible. Plus, you know, a guy doesn't like to see your eyeliner run when you're giving a good ass blowjob. Okay, yeah, so that's what I do. Let's see. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Okay, so this is me being a nerd, but the actor who plays Lucifer, dear God, he is hot. I think an accent for me is just like, oh shit, like panties melt, especially if they're like British, Irish, Australian, like fuck. You could read me a laundry list and I'd be like, okay, open legs now, let's fuck. Okay. Who turns you on the most in your life? Is it a crush, a significant other, a teacher, anyone in your life currently? My husband turns me on quite a bit. The idea of my friend, my husband's friend who watched us fuck, not him as a person, but just like that other person in the room, you know, that's sexy. But I would say my husband, yeah, he's hot as hell. Yeah. All right, favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter. I mean, just don't call me dumb. I'm okay with slut. I'm okay with whore. I'm okay with cum dumpster. It totally depends on the mood. I don't think I like bitch that much. I mean, maybe if I'm like, oh, I've been a very good bitch for you. But I think I have to start it. That's weird. But I love dirty talk and I love dirty names. As long as you're not calling me stupid or like a pig, I'm cool. I like being sexy. I like the fact that I get other men hot and telling me about that in descriptive details, hot as hell. And fuck, I like it dirty. Like it dirty and I like it rough, but you would never know it. Okay, let's see. What sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Let's see. No gag reflex, porn star size cum shots, being super flexible, etc. I'm already super flexible, actually. I am hyper flexible in all of my joints. So I already have that going for me. I mean, maybe a gag reflex, I guess. I would really like, okay, so this is gonna be like, womp womp, poor girl. It's like one of those non-problem problems, but every time I have sex, I get torn open because I'm super fucking tight every single time. So it'd be nice not to tear. You know, that's not sexy, but it would be really nice not to tear. And I'd like to be able to come like super easily. Like from my clit's really great, but like penetration, I've never had, well, I have, but I've never had like mind-blowing, like convulsing penetration orgasm. It's mainly been involved with clit or G-spot, multiple stuff. I guess if you really want me, you gotta work for it. Okay, how did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I'm a horny slut. And so I found GWA because, I don't know, it's just kind of been around and I've been horny and not always into porn. So I would start reading Gone Wild stories and finger myself to them. And then I heard audio and shit, I almost squirted the first time I fucked myself to somebody's audio. God, it's hot. Let's see, what's your dirtiest fantasy? Okay, this one you've been waiting for. I would love to have a porn shop experience. Now, in my fantasy, I would love to be in a porn theater and like fuck my husband there or suck on him or, you know, be there and masturbate. No one could touch me. You know, it'd be safe, but oh yeah, watching those horny men lose their fucking minds, seeing a real hot slut in the person just going to town on herself. That would be hot. But also, maybe a chance random meeting in a porn shop. Like, it'd probably be a role play because it'd have to be somebody I know, but going into a porn shop and having somebody hit on you and having them be so gloriously fucking sexy that you just want it so bad. And you talk and you seduce and then maybe you end up fucking in the backseat of their car. Maybe you get a hotel. I don't know. But just being picked up and being, it's not degraded, but just objectified. You know, having somebody so fucking hot over you that they can't contain themselves. That is a turn on. I think that would be really hot. Kinkiest sex I've ever had. Ooh, there's so many experiences to choose from. I think it would have to be the one where I knew in my husband that boyfriend was gonna be home, and I stripped myself naked and we just bought in a bunch of restraints. So I tied myself up and I left my arm restraints tied behind my back, and I think I even had like, I don't know if I had a collar, I don't think I had a collar, but I had a blindfold on and I was completely naked sitting in a very submissive pose because my husband hadn't had much experience before me, so kind of wanted to give him, you know, experience and play myself. And so I sat at my front door of my apartment and kind of out of the line of view, but in the line of view to where if he opened the door, you could see me sitting there on my knees with my hands behind my back, blindfolded with my tits out for everyone to see, just waiting for him to get home so I could fuck him. To say that he was so horny when he got home that he took out his cock and shoved it in my mouth would be an understatement. And then he pulled me, both of the restraints on my arms had long ties so they could be tied to the bedpost. He pulled me by my arms into the living room, and he stopped, and he put me in a spot. He got on the couch, he took off his fucking underpants, and he made me crawl to him on all fours. He even made me turn around for him on all fours and raise my ass into the air so he could spank my ass and dip his fingers in my pussy. I was absolutely soaked. Then he turned me around. And this time, and this time alone, I was okay with it. He shoved my head down on his cock and I gave him the best blowjob I could. I was sputtering and choking and fuck. And then he took me to the bedroom. He tied me up with my legs completely spread and my arms completely spread. And then he fingered me and he ate me and he fucked me with my dildo until I begged him to fuck me. And then he pounded me hard while nibbling on my ear and my neck and telling me what a good slut I was for him. And then he cream pied me. Oh god, it was so fucking hot. I enjoy being cream pied. I think that's hot and intimate, telling somebody to put a fucking baby in you, fucking knock you up and claim you. That's hot as hell. What is the favorite part of your body and why? I would have to say my ass. It's big and juicy and thick. And I've also been told I have really good calves too. I have super tiny ankles, muscles in my legs. But my ass is big and round and it just has to be fucking big. So maybe I'll say my ass. So dear listener, that was my last question. And knowing that this audio is long as hell, I think if you're still with me, you've earned a little treat, don't you think? Did hearing about what makes me hot get you hard? Did thinking about fucking telling me what a dirty slut I am get you off? Did thinking about all of the dirty things you would say to me and do to me and fuck me, did that get you off? No? I want you to get off. I want you to get horny from me. I want you to jerk your cock or rub your fucking pussy. And I want you to come hard to the sound of my fucking voice. You wanna know why? Because you're fucking mine in this moment. My pleasure is getting you fucking horny. And if I've done that, I've succeeded. But in this moment, your pleasure belongs to me. Yeah. Yes, oh god. Oh, yes. See, I'm such a good slut. I'm staying with you. I want you to fuck yourself hard and fast and get off for me. And I want to issue a challenge to you. Feedback and hearing dirty shit turns me on. So if you're listening at the end, I want you to comment and tell me your kinkiest fantasy or give me a little bit of your best fucking dirty talk. See if it measures up. And maybe, just maybe, if I get horny enough, I will fuck my pussy with my vibrator tonight and record it and put it up for you to listen to. So, listener, you've heard all of my dirty little secrets, and you have my challenge. So go out there and don't let me down.